Hey, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim Street Photography Blog. So I just want to share with you some rando turbo thoughts on this notion of believing in yourself. So this is actually one thing that I find very funny and interesting, is that most people tend to not believe in themselves. And in order to believe in themselves, they got to ask other people, yo, do you believe in me? And then as a way to augment your own feeling of insecurity. So let me just kind of break this idea a little bit down. So first and foremost, do you believe in yourself, and why believe in yourself? I think actually in some ways, to allow yourself to be narcissistic, to allow yourself to be a little crazy, to allow yourself to think super epic grand things, I think actually generally tends to be a good thing. You do need a dose of madness in order to attempt the epic. And consider, if you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody gonna believe in you. Because I think to belief is kind of like a drug, in the sense that the more you believe in yourself, the more others will believe in you. And ultimately, what is belief? Belief ain't about no ultimate truth, right or wrong. I think belief is actually more just about courage. Courage to believe in what you believe, and being able to stick with your guts and stick by your guns. So let us kind of think and consider, how does one believe in themselves? So first and foremost, I think it's very important for us to get rid of all forms of disempowering media. So what do I consider disempowering media? Disempowering media is anything that kind of like discourages from doing none. And this is actually why, you know, I personally don't read the news or follow the news, stuff like that, is because all the media, essentially it's designed, it's engineered to disempower you. It's designed, it's all fear tactics. And it's not because people doing the news are necessarily bad people. It's just like, you know, with the internet, consider that it runs on advertising dollars. What gets clicked on the most, and what, you know, gets most advertisement clicks or views, things that tend to incite fear, things that tend to incite drama, things that are just kind of a little bit scary. So if you're on social media or Reddit or news websites or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know, all the news is about how the world's going to shit and how there's going to be another nuclear holocaust, earth death, whatever. And You know, I can't speak for myself, but, you know, I'm not in politics. So, you know, I still vote the way I do. I still vote because it's more of a pride thing. But beyond my own personal vote, and, you know, telling my friends that, you know, my political opinions or whatever, you ain't going to change the way that the world is. So what should you change? You know, obviously first start off by changing yourself, and then just sharing your opinion with others. So belief in oneself means allow yourself to disconnect yourself from all things which strive to disempower you, that cause you to disbelieve in yourself. And this is actually why I'm so anti-social media, because it's probably the most disempowering forms of things in the world right now. So like when you start to quantify your self-worth with numbers or comparisons, this ain't good. So can you imagine, you know, Achilles, right? Think about the Iliad, right? Can you imagine Achilles quantifying his self-worth or his self-courage through how many followers he had on the gram? This sounds hilarious, right? Actually, it's more of like, how much courage do you exhibit? And so belief in oneself is almost allowing yourself to become egotistical and thinking that you are supreme, you are great, you are super duper epic. Because without belief that you're super duper epic, without belief that you are great and grand, I don't think that it's possible to do anything. And so I think some sort of like blindness or some sort of deafness to the world around you generally tends to be a good thing. And so believing yourself means get rid of people who don't believe in you, get rid of media that doesn't believe in you, get rid of fear tactics, fear feeds, whatever. do a fast from social media and the news, and know that belief in yourself is probably one of the best things you could do.